Good afternoon. Hopkins Junior High School Wind Ensemble. It's John Fay here from Pleasanton, California. We're here together at Castro Valley High School for the CMEA Bay Section Band Orchestra East E Festival on May the 5th, 2018. It's my pleasure to hear all the work that you guys have put in for this performance, listen to you guys and enjoy the performance and give you some feedback on the areas of quality of sound, technique, and musicality. I want to wish you the very best of luck. Have a great time up there, and I'll get back to you when you're ready to begin. All right. Okay, good start. The very first ba-da-dee-dee-dee could be a little clearer, so really work on that breath together and then how that entrance is gonna come in. Trumpets, I'd like to hear more of an even tone and throughout your melody. Dee-dee-ah-dee-da-dee. So that there's, instead of it's note for note, we're thinking about dee-dee-ah-dee-da-dee-dee-dee-ah-da. That we're thinking through the line. And think connecting and melodically through from note through note to note instead of just each note. Nice approach to style. Yeah, trumpets, that was much better this time. I don't know if you guys heard me say it, but wow, it was a lot better in terms of the approach to the to that melody. Yeah, don't give up at the end. Make sure that you're playing through the half notes, the dotted half. Let those quarter notes happen, but don't give up. For that legato tongue, the very first note, we got to figure out how to get that note started in a delicate way, or in a more delicate way. Watch the center of pitch in there too, guys. Kind of starting the horns a little bit with the accuracy, but then the supporting line, the dotted half notes and the clarinets, the low clarinets and tenor sax, making sure we're playing in tune in the center of pitch. Yeah, especially when it's those chords that come in that are a little more unexpected. You've got to make sure that they're in tune so that we as an audience understand that that's the chord you meant to play. Yep, much better on the tuning. Nice transition there too. Got a nice release, holding all the way through, horns picking up. For the most part, horns, you guys are doing a really good job being very accurate, good good airflow and support on all the notes. Thank you. Nice watching you guys. Way to stay together. Good job. Oh. And you gotta find all those chords, and then you gotta find all those notes and how they fit in. Yeah, some minor intonation issues in tuning, especially when you get the fixed pitch instruments involved. It becomes even more difficult. Don't get lazy with the dee-da-da, dee-da-da, so they can really be deliberate with those tongue eighth notes and the trumpets and the 6-8. I think there needs to be, for me, a more balance between the clarinet line, 28, 29, 30, 31, all the way in 36, that a little more presence and maybe a little bit more backed off from the dotted quarters, just to make sure that there leaves room for all of those parts to be heard. John, save your energy. Don't get too excited on that second beat of 59 when you have the flourish and the range. Don't let the excitement as well as the air kind of overpower that or overdo that particular note. But good job control. I think sometimes the articulation didn't come off the way that I'm seeing it. Dee da dee da dee da. Dee da da dee, where there's a tongue, dee da dee da dee dee da da dee da dee da. The articulation's not always clear, and it sounds a little too much like it's slurred too much. So just be thinking about how deliberate. Be deliberate with regards to those articulations, and be clear about what your intent is with the interpretation. Some major discrepancy of pitch. Also exposing, it's challenging to play the sustained notes in tune as well. Yeah, I would suggest the low horn, also the trombones. Try not to slide too much around in here. It's you've got to still be precise. Dee-da, dee-da. So even though it's slurred, for trombone, you can't slur between E natural and D down there. You got to give a slight flick of the tongue and make it sound like it's a slur, like for a woodwind or a trumpet or somebody that has a valve. You got to make it sound like them, where you're not actually restarting the note with the tongue, where you're stopping and restarting, but you're making it sound like it's a slur in that instrument. But if you try and do it without using your tongue, you will slide around, and that's not what the composer wanted in the section that I'm talking about, 19. Nice job with this crescendo so far. It's a good build. Don't give up on it though. Keep the air flowing. Yeah, a little too mushy with the eighth notes. 39. Nice deliberate quarter notes here. Dissonance in there. But what I'd love to hear was the consistency of the sound. I didn't hear people dropping out. I didn't hear people coming back in. It was a really well-controlled moment there. Nice job. Good vibrato from the flute player here. Yeah, we always got to listen back to the pitch of the fixed instrument. Okay, the vibes back there. Euphoniums. Oh, beautiful. Really, really good diminuendo there on the clarinets. The niente was beautiful. I mean, it was really well controlled. Well done there at the end. All right. So with the sound effects, that particular effect here at 54 to the end, like the beginning, so it's about the entrances, it's about the crescendo, and it's about the diminuendo, and it's about entrances, and it's about cues. So I think as much as you kind of use that, there are moments, and it's moments in a particular order. So just make sure that when you get that cue or that order, that you're staying together within your own sections as well, so that those things happen at the same time. The glissando, while interesting, and the trombones, it needs to happen together and at the same time as each other. And so making sure that, you know, and if you're going to have multiple people playing that, then you just need to make sure that everybody is doing it at the same pace and it doesn't kind of, it happen at different times. Okay. Tough piece. It's a tough, it's a challenging piece. A lot of nice things that were happening in there. Again, from an effect standpoint, especially there at the end, well, very much well executed. All right, Undertow, John Mackey. So I really didn't hear a lot of clarity at the beginning here. Not really hearing the entrances, the rhythm, D, da, 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 da. So the 4-4-7-8, really didn't hear it until the texture thinned out at letter A. So I think just be careful of the thick texture and the clarity and how you're going to achieve that. A lot of it was because the percussion was extremely loud, and I know John loves to write for a thickly scored percussion section. Yeah, just be careful when John wants it to be sort of that aggressive, in that aggressive nature. You know, it says jarring and nasty, but make sure that you come back out of character. Off those glissandos, come back into character 2-4-C, and you don't let that part get that same kind of tone quality and that same kind of approach. Yeah, a little more solid on the tempo of the looks like it's the maracas. Okay, so just be careful that you're staying and you're keeping that pulse. Really, you are the metronome. Even though you have syncopated rhythms within there, but you've got to have that locked in, and you've got it. You can't kind of deviate. You can't slow down, because then it will affect everybody else's entrances and how everything else fits together. Also, with the maracas, you want to group those and get the agogic weight in there, which is the group, the where we feel the beat within it. So the 1-2-3-1, da 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 da, chaka chaka cha 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 cha. There's a little bit of emphasis on the downbeats of the groupings of 2 and the groupings of 3. On these trills right here. So all the way to the downbeat, or are you cutting them off early? One. So just be thinking about how long those trills are going to be, and make sure that everybody understands where they're going to release that and where it's going to come back in, or when the next phrase is going to come back in. Nice job on the toms. Nice control there too in terms of dynamic. Not as, I need all confidence in all of the parts. Even the, especially bass drum. Don't let the eighth notes get ahead. It's not really line. Be careful about the that it's got to line up. The whole notes and the half notes, the quarter note melody line, or the melody. Nice energy. Yeah, nice job of interpreting the legato staccato. It's almost like he wants half or three quarters of a beat. Make sure that your guys are, again, percussion, not playing too loud where we're not hearing some of those impurposeful chord change. Some of these purposeful modulations. Okay, it's a mouthful. All right. Yeah, just I mean, like, just be careful that in a hall like this where things can get muffled pretty quick in terms of those of thickly scored, you want to make sure you're striving for clarity, as we talked about at the very beginning of this piece. Okay, so percussion, just be careful about the dynamic and the volume. We got to make sure that the tonal things can also be heard, and it's tough because, of course, John writes some really cool stuff for percussion. So, all right. So think about articulations. Think about making sure that they're as accurate as possible with regards to that interpretation. And I'm going back to the beginning where we're talking about things that are, and also just things, again, that are actually consistent as well. So if you've got a first trumpet that's got that melody, and you've got the supporting line, it's got the same rhythm, then you want to match that style and make sure that style is consistent with your lead players. The slow piece, just focus on, again, its pitch, its tone quality, its tone control, its air support, and pitch, and it's difficult to play slow, of course. Make sure that as you are working those very long-term crescendos, that you are able to gradate gradate yourselves or to pace yourself with regards to how quick and how slow those crescendos need to be in order to achieve that ensemble crescendo, and that you don't get there earlier than you're supposed to. Some pitch issues as well that were kind of exposed in the slow piece. Not that you shouldn't do slow pieces. You certainly should, but make sure you keep working on slow pieces so that you know and understand what your responsibilities are and what you need to do as an individual musician to maintain tone quality and intonation during those situations. Okay? Hope my comments be some help to you. Enjoyed it. Thanks.